There, I have to make sure I'm on. Okay. Vincent van Gogh was a painter in the late 19th century. And he initially did not start out as a painter. He really wasn't sure what he wanted to be, but he did try a number of things. He was an art dealer, a teacher, an assistant to a Methodist minister, and then he eventually became a missionary. But he really did not find himself. He was never happy. And it wasn't until he started painting that he really found his, true state in life. He writes in a letter to his brother Theo, "I think it is a great blessing when people find their work. I often feel that I am as rich as Croesus, not in money, however. I am rich because I have found in my work something to which I can devote myself, heart and soul, and which gives meaning and inspiration to my life. If at times I feel rising within me the desire for a life of ease, I go back fondly to a life of hardship, convinced that I learn more from it. This is not the road on which one perishes. On the contrary, this is a powerful stream that will bear me safely to port." Because of his work, he never doubted himself. He found peace and serenity. However, he did not find success in the course of his life on earth. And it wasn't until he died, several years later that he really grew to fame and people discovered his art. And it's still a question as to how his life ended, but we will leave that, into the hands of God, into the course of history. The thing is though, he was happy with the work he was doing. And this is what we are hearing in today's gospel. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." And there are a number of I am statements throughout the Gospel of John. I am the Son of Man. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. But here he says, "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep." And he's pointing out that there's a difference between him and a hired person to look after sheep. The hired person is in there for money, really doesn't care for the well-being of the sheep, of the flock. But here, Jesus is saying, "I am the good shepherd. Not only will I lay my life down for them, I always care for each and every one of them." And we do see Jesus throughout the course of his earthly ministry do this. He feeds the hungry. He heals the sick. He resurrects the dead. He causes the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak. And he does go beyond the Israelite community, to his healing. There's the centurion's daughter. There's also the woman, who begs and begs, and she challenges him, saying, even dogs get the scraps of good food. He looks after his sheep. Unfortunately, that life is cut short. He has fulfilled his earthly vocation as a good shepherd. This is what he's been inspired by the Holy Spirit and to do the will of the Father. But there's a cost. He lays down his life. He is executed. And we are reminded of this, in today's first reading, where Peter boldly says something to his elders and the leaders of his community. He speaks the truth. "You killed Jesus. And you did this for your own power." In essence, Jesus is a scapegoat. A scapegoat is seen as poison. Scapegoating is a ritual mechanism which banishes what is not good, sends people away. This ritual mechanism goes back to 24 BC and has its origination in the Near East, in the Syrian community. And it trickles down into the Israelite community. And we hear, even in the Hebrew scriptures from the book of Leviticus, when he has finished purging the inner sanctuary, the tent of meeting, and the altar, Aaron shall bring forward the live goat, laying both hands on its head. He shall confess over it all the iniquities of the Israelites and their trespasses, including all their sins, and so put them on the goat's head. He shall then have it led into the wilderness by an attendant. The goat will carry off all the sins to an isolated region. The scapegoat pays the cost for the sins of the community, sent away, banished. And this is what has happened to Jesus. You and I come here every Sunday. We allow the Word of God to penetrate into our hearts. We eat of the body and drink of the blood, growing in closer intimacy with our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, there is to be a conversion of heart here, because we not only come here for ourselves, but we come here, to go out and be shepherds throughout our community. We are called not to scapegoat. And scapegoating takes place throughout our society. People are banished. I think within the criminal justice system, I have seen this a lot. Criminals are put on trial. A verdict is found. Sent to prison. Or put on probation. With the hopes that this person will rehabilitate, leaves the system, can't find a job, can't find housing, scapegoated, banished, sent away. The ultimate form of scapegoating for anyone is the death penalty, something which goes against everything that we as Catholics believe in. But also, there are other things that do fit into this. Abortion, unfair and unjust immigration policies, discrimination, racism. Realize we cannot fix the world, but then again, charity begins at home. And we do have to learn the ways of Jesus, the ways of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd looked after every sheep that was in the flock. Not this group, not that group, the entire group. We don't know why people commit crimes. We can only guess. Marginalization is a result of the lack of opportunities that are extended. We cannot stand in the way of anyone developing as a person. Yet, there are things that are out there, sometimes things that we have a hand in, that contribute to that. And sometimes we can find it very easy to blame someone for their problems. We cannot continue to add to them. We need to be the face of God to them. My brothers and sisters, as we continue with this liturgy, let's continue to pray for the blessings in which God has given us, but also the blessings that we can give and extend to others as we continue in our vocation as the followers of Christ.